KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's recap yesterday's Class 4A quarterfinal play at the State Boys Baseball Tournament. Fourth seed Dowling Catholic, backed by good offense and pitching, defeated fifth seeded Southeast Polk 7-0 yesterday. In a game between two teams with two good starters, the Maroons' Carter Baumler outperformed the Rams' Evan Martin as Martin gave up four runs in the first two innings before settling down for a scoreless third and fourth, finishing with four runs allowed on seven hits in four innings. Baumler took care of everything else, firing six shutout innings with just four hits allowed and six strikeouts as Dowling Catholic advances. Sixth-seeded Urbandale upset third-seed Western Dubuque 3-0 in a rain-delayed quarterfinal yesterday at Principal Park. After a scoreless first inning, the two teams endured an almost two-hour rain delay before resuming play. In a game where hits were hard to come by, both teams combined for only six hits. The Jayhawks pounced on the Bobcats after the long rain delay. In the top of the second inning, Urbandale piled on three straight RBIs off Bobcats pitcher Sam Goodman, who came into the game with just a .53 earned run average. RBIs coming from Lucas Strain, Alex Augustine, and Joshua Nyans. Urbandale's pitching was powered by the tag team known as the Langenberg Brothers. After narrowly escaping the first inning when the bases were left loaded, Ty Langenberg was replaced by his brother Tucker. Tucker was stellar in his 5 2/3 innings of work. Also, Johnston shut out Ankeny 6-0 yesterday. After two scoreless innings opened up the game, the Dragons broke the rings open on a sacrifice fly by Jacob Swanson before Jake Filges hit a double over center fielder Cale Boyd to score two more runs. The Dragons tacked on more runs in the sixth as they pick up the victory. Second-seeded Iowa City West defeated 7th-seeded Pleasant Valley 6-3 also yesterday. That game finished up this morning at 12:34 a.m., tying the second-latest finish in state tournament history. It was a surprisingly high-scoring game, considering that both pitchers entered the game with ERAs under 2. The Trojans scored 5 in 5 of the 6 innings when they were up to bat as they pick up the 6-3 victory yesterday. State semifinals get underway today. 1A will start the day at 11 o'clock this morning as top seed Newman Catholic faces Don Bosco. Then it's number 2 seed Al Burnett facing Remsen St. Mary's. Later on this evening in Class 2A at 4:30, number 2 seed Van Meter plays West Sioux. And at 7 o'clock, top seeded North Lynn faces Des Moines Christian in the 2A semifinals. Of the Iowa Girls Coaches Association, all-state softball teams were announced yesterday. Here's a look at some of the area players who made those squads. Among the first team selections in Class 3A, Bailey Newell, a senior from Atlantic. Also, Sydney Huseman, a senior from Trainer, was another Class 3A first team selection. In 4A, Morgan Shaven of Harlan, was also a first team selection. Among the second team selections in Class 4A, Sydney Bierman of Glenwood. In 3A, Olivia Engler, a junior from Atlantic, second team All-Stater. Also in 4A, Sarah Hylison of Denison was a first-team selection. Other 3A selections include Logan Hughes of Shenandoah, Sarah Keeler of Creston, Allie Mertz of Kemper Catholic, Stella Umphreys of Trainer. In Class 1A, Caitlin Winnett of Coon Rapids Baird was a second-team pick. Among the third-team selections, Class 2A, Katie Anzalone of AHSTW made the squad. Riverside's Gracie Blummel was a 1A third-team selection. Cameron Buntrock of Red Oak made it in 3A. Caitlin Jones of Thomas Jefferson in Class 5A. Olivia Larson of Sydney was a 2A third-teamer. Josie Lett of Cam in Class 1A made the third team. Also in 1A, Addie Meese and Kendall Reed, both of Fremont Mills, were first-team selections. In 2A, Erica Reif and Rihanna Reif of Logan Magnolia, both were third-team selections. And Connor Sudman of Trainer in 3A, another third-team selections. Among the honorable mention picks, Sydney Beamer of Audubon in Class 1A. Also, Cassidy Cron of East Mills, Macy M. Garten of Exira EHK, Kenna Ford of Riverside, Amanda Foster of Woodbine, Cora McAllister of Coon Rapids Baird, Allie Silvius of Stanton, Cammie Waymire of Exira EHK, all in 1A. And in 2A, Lexi Brannon of IKM Manning, also a honorable mention pick this year. Well, in Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Chicago Cubs have regained a share of first place in the National League Central by blanking the co-leaders. Kyle Hendricks worked seven innings, and Ian Happ singled home the tie-breaking run in the sixth inning as the Cubs downed the Cardinals 2-0 in St. Louis in a game heard here on KJAN last night. Hendricks scattered seven hits and had seven strikeouts while improving to 8-0 in his last 11 starts against the Cardinals. Chicago has won all 11 of those games. Both runs were aided by errors. Chris Bryant reached on an error by third baseman and Tommy Edman before scoring the lead run. Javier Baez scored from second on a miscue by catcher Matt Wieters on a pickoff attempt 2 innings later. St. Louis failed to score despite leadoff doubles in the second, third, and fourth innings. Paul Goldschmidt doubled twice for the Redbirds after homering in 7 of their previous 8 games. Game 3 of that series tonight, we'll have it for you here on the radio. 5:20 is pregame start time. 6:15 will be the first pitch this evening. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta beat Washington in 10 innings, 5-4. Cincinnati 4-1 over Pittsburgh. Dodgers beat Colorado 5-1. San Francisco 5-1 over Philadelphia. In the American League, the Blue Jays completed a 3-game sweep of the Royals as Freddie Galvis and rookie Bo Bichette hit solo homers in Toronto's 4-1 victory. Bichette hit his first career homer to open the 8th inning against Royals starter Jacob Junis. Rookie Jacob Wagspack earned his second victory in his 4th big league start, limiting the Royals to a run and 3 hits over 6 innings. Elsewhere in the AL, Detroit beat the Angels 9-1, Cleveland over Houston 10-4, Tampa Bay beat Boston 8-5, Texas over Seattle 9-7. In interleague play, the Yankees beat Arizona 7-5, Minnesota over Miami 7-4, the Mets beat the White Sox 4-2, Milwaukee over Oakland 4-2. Well, the Astros have added a 6-time All-Star to their already solid starting rotation. Houston picked up Zach Greinke from a starting 5. That includes 14-game winner Justin Verlander and Major League strikeout leader Garrett Cole. The Diamondbacks have received 4 minor leaguers for Greinke, who took the mound for Wednesday's game against the Yankees. Greinke is 10-4 with a .290 earned run average this season. Also on trade deadline day, the Indians confirmed their 3-team swap that sends pitcher Trevor Bauer to Cincinnati and brings Yasiel Puig to Cleveland. The Indians also got lefty Scott Moss from the Reds and outfielder Franmil Reyes from the Padres, along with lefty Logan Allen and infield prospect Victor Nova. The Padres acquired outfielder Taylor Trammell from the Reds. Atlanta picked up relievers Shane Green and Mark Melanson in separate deals, along with backup catcher John Ray Murphy. The Giants got right-handed reliever Daniel Winkler and a minor league pitcher for Melanson, and the Tigers received 2 minor leaguers in the Green swap. The Diamondbacks acquired right-hander Mike Leake from the Mariners for a minor leaguer. Arizona also picked up rookie right-hander Zach Gallen from the Marlins for minor league shortstop Jazz Chisholm. The Athletics have acquired starter Tanner Roark from the Reds for outfield prospect Jameson Hanna. Milwaukee acquired left-hander Drew Pomerantz and righty Ray Black from the Giants for infield prospect Mauricio Dubon. San Francisco also obtained second baseman Scooter Gennett from the Reds for a player to be named. The Cubs obtained outfielder Nicholas Castellanos from the Tigers for a couple of minor league pitchers. The Phillies grabbed outfielder Corey Dickerson from the Pirates for a player to be named later and $250,000 in international signing money. The Nationals came away with relievers Roenis Elias and Hunter Strickland from Seattle and Daniel Hudson in a trade with Toronto. The Mariners received a trio of minor league pitchers from the Nationals, who jettisoned right-hander Kyle Johnston to Toronto for Hudson. The Dodgers added infielder Jed Jerko, acquiring him from the Cardinals, for left-hander Tony Cingrani and minor league righty Jeffrey Abreu. Los Angeles also picked up reliever Adam Kolarik from Tampa Bay. Martin Maldonado is on the move for the second time this month, going from the Cubs to the Astros for Tony Kemp. Houston also moved catcher Max Stassi to the Angels for a pair of minor league outfielders. The Rangers landed injured right-hander Nate Jones from the White Sox for minor league pitchers Joe Jarneski and Ray Castro. Pirates manager Clint Hurdle expects suspensions for both teams once Major League Baseball completes its video review of the latest fight between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Hurdle said MLB was reviewing video of the numerous confrontations during the game, which turned into a fight in the 9th when Reds reliever Amir Garrett charged the Pittsburgh dugout. Reds manager David Bell faces a significant suspension for running onto the field and going after Hurdle during that fracas, 1 inning after he was ejected from the game. 4 from each team were ejected. That includes outfielder Yasiel Puig, who was traded to the Indians shortly after the game. And in football news, Pro Football Hall of Fame middle linebacker Nick Bonaconte has died at the age of 78. Bonaconte was an undersized overachiever who helped lead the Miami Dolphins to the NFL's only perfect season. He later became a leader in the effort to cure paralysis following a spinal injury to his son, Mark. In recent years, Bonaconte struggled with symptoms of CTE, a degenerative brain disease associated with repeated blows to the head. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.